The health and life insurance world is big and confusing. Everybody needs insurance, but it's hard to get it unless you got a guy. And that guy is Antonio Briseño. Antonio's an independent, licensed insurance agent. He's contracted with Health Markets Insurance Agency, and the information he's going to give you is general in nature. It is educational. It is not legal advice. And now, here he is on KRDO News Radio. It's the agent, the guy who gets it done, Antonio Briseño.
The insurance system makes everybody crazy. You've heard me say that a billion times, and maybe you'll hear me say it a few more times. I'm Ted Robertson, co-hosting for Antonio Briseño, the agent. He's the guy who gets things done. He's been in the insurance world for nearly two decades, and he's seen the industry change. It changes from the inside out. He's seen the changes, and it's a mess. It's not a do-it-yourself thing anymore. You got to have Antonio in your world to handle this stuff for you. That's why he does what he does, because he loves you. He loves helping people, and he loves his work. So take my advice. Listen to Antonio. It's really likely he's going to save you a ton of money. And while he can't say that for everybody, if you don't ask him, you won't know. And in fact, the theme for today's show is all about affordability. And if you're asking, yes, you can afford it, that is, but you got to ask. And that's all about Antonio. In the second segment, how do you know you can afford it? And what is it? It is a little different for everybody. And here is the agent himself, Mr. Black Friday. We had so much fun talking about that last week, Antonio. And lo and behold, the day after Thanksgiving, it's Black Friday and you are out and about and you have a story. Actually, you have a sort of a compare and contrast today that we'll talk about very briefly. One of them is Home Depot. The other one is another company called GameStop. And the atmospheres in both places were very different. So you said you had some props to give to one of them.
Well, I'm going to give props to the employees to both. Both employees at both stores were awesome. But I've made it kind of a tradition now to go to Home Depot every Black Friday. I think they open at 6 a.m. I'm normally there at 5 or 5:30. And what's cool about it is, you know, the stores are open early. Ted, you and I, we both get up really early in the morning.
I think some days you beat me. Probably most days.
Yeah, well, it's not easy some days getting maybe 4 hours sleep.
Oh, I know.
That's I think of, you know, today being very interesting. I actually went to bed at 9 last night, and I automatically woke up at 1, my body thinking, yep. Okay, we're good to go now.
Time to make the donuts.
No, we're not good to go. All right. We're sleeping until 4 today. So
you wind up at Home Depot on Black
Friday.
So, yeah,
I wind up at Home Depot, stay in the car for a while, and I get there. And, yeah, there's maybe about 15, maybe 20 people there. And, you know, they always have their donuts and their coffee, and that's cool. But everybody's calm. That's what I have to give the props to. No one's pushing anyone around. No one's upset. You know, everybody's... The customers.
They're just hanging out doing their thing.
They're just hanging out. And
I think they discovered your tradition. They want to go someplace on Black Friday that's cool, calm, and collected.
Yeah. I mean, there was a lot of people in Home Depot. Don't get me wrong. And you have to buy the poinsettias every year.
Oh, yeah.
For a dollar.
Oh, yeah. Yep. And they're always such pretty plants and flowers. Okay, sir. The theme of today's show is affordability. You guys are smart with your money. That's why you're out on Black Friday doing stuff for... you know, you don't have to spend as much as you might ordinarily have to do. That's frugality. And so the point of telling this story really is how do you save money? And how do you even know you can afford some of the stuff that you have to have, let alone that you want? So if we transition over into the world of insurance now, we are talking today about affordability. So here's the deal. If you're asking, Antonio, the answer is probably yes, you can afford it. If you're not, you don't know what you don't know. So, Antonio, you know, there are options out there like Medicaid and Medicare, and there are even zero premium plans. Let's start with Medicaid. And if you don't do Medicaid, but you can, if somebody needs it, steer them in the right direction.
Yeah, so Medicaid is basically the government welfare policy for people that have very low income.
Mm-hmm.
There's different levels for individuals or families. And so that is one of the misnomers, is people can't afford something, because there's so much out there in the news and, you know, media that people get the wrong image.
They be careful the right, of the gloom and doom.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. And so we always got to tell them, look, you at least need to find out. Even if you don't think you're going to be able to afford it, ask someone. Ask me, ask someone else. You know, ask them, here's my situation. And then, you know, make sure that they understand your situation as well, because you could be an individual and have an income, and then maybe you didn't realize, well, you have a child you're claiming as a tax dependent, and even though you're not providing that insurance for that child, they still count as your household, and that could bring your costs down as well. So there's many different things that control those costs that if you don't talk to someone, if you don't look into it, you're going to find out, you know, you could afford it. Now, there are people, I have to say, there are people that are in situations where there is very little we can do. There is something we can do, and we can help some, and we can, but we're not going to be able to help immensely in every situation. So there are those people that are very blessed to be making maybe $150,000, maybe $200,000 a year.
You see folks like that in your office?
We do all the time.
But you also see folks on the very other end of the spectrum as well.
Oh, a great deal. But, you know, so we also want to say, you know, I don't want someone calling me and saying, well, you said it was going to be affordable. Well, I don't think $1,500 a month is affordable. Well, if you're making a lot of money, we're working on that.
Yeah.
And the government's, you know, our local people are working on trying to find a solution for that as well. And that's one of the things that's dear to me. I would like to be involved in trying to help that solution as well. But generally, you know, in whatever your situation is, we can do something to help you save some money.
Well, and let's circle back to something we have mentioned several times in the last few shows, and it really bears mentioning again, especially since we talked about this in depth in the first show. Antonio, we call you the agent, and we mean that in an endearing way, because when I have a relationship with you, you are my insurance agent. You become that, and we never really get separated from each other. I can call you anytime, and the neat thing is, even if you can't take care of me directly, you're still going to give me advice, you're going to consult with me, you're going to give me guidance, you're going to steer me in the right direction, and you are never, ever going to charge me a dime, even if I don't end up doing business with you. That's your heart. That's how much you love the folks that you work with.
Well, yeah, we don't charge any consultation fees at all. So you can come into the office and we'll spend 30 minutes, and it could have even been an hour, going over your situation. You know, we're not going to get paid for that at all. You know, we're not employees of the government. We're mm-hmm. not employees of the city. We're independent agents. But, you know, our whole premise is to basically give more away and to go ahead and do more than what we get paid for. And so we're not going to charge any consultation fees. You know, heck, if you want to bring some Starbucks cookies, the girls actually love Starbucks coffee. Now, if you know,
that
you
motivates everybody a little.
You want to drop something off because yeah. you appreciated what we did? Hey, feel free.
By all means.
I'm kind of like Fluffy. I also like chocolate cake.
Uh-huh. You're a man after a lot of people's hearts. Chocolate cake's a good thing.
But we're not going to charge. I mean, and there's even some insurance companies, and I'm not going to say who they are, that don't pay commissions.
Right.
So we might sit down with you, and we might even do a plan for you. And you might just do that plan itself, and we're going to help you get it. You're not going to know if we got paid on that or not.
Yeah, that's not what you care about. You care about the person sitting in front of you and their family and meeting their needs. Your whole team is like that, which speaks to Sarah and Elizabeth and Destiny.
Yep.
And wonderful crew you've got. And we know you're all super, super busy. You know, I'm looking at our show notes today, Antonio, and I see a couple things here, Medicare and Medicaid. Let's sidebar just a little bit because there's a difference.
Yeah. Oh, yes. So Medicare, that's actually a really good topic. You know, Medicare, the open enrollment period for Medicare ends December 7th. And that's for people that are over 65 or have a state disability. And that's when they can enroll into a new plan or change their plan. They can change their medical plan or their prescription plan if they have a different prescription plan. And so they can do that. But yeah, there are lots of different plans available as well when it comes to Medicare. there could even be a plan that has a zero premium. And so we've been telling people, you know, come see us, talk to us, at least just ask the questions, because you never know what we can do to help. I mean, and there's a lot of neat things with some of the companies this year that we've seen that haven't been as great as they have been in the past. So if you have any questions about Medicare this last week, give us a call.
Yeah. You know, today is the 1st of December, and, you know, we're hot and heavy into holiday season, and this may be one of those things that you're tempted to put on the back burner, but please don't. We want you to give Antonio a call. If you have any questions, you know, at the very least, as you're out planning for the holidays and doing all the little hustly, bustly things that we all need to do, especially when we get to December, this is probably one of the last things we want to think about, but we really need to think about it. So what you want to do is give Antonio and his group a call at 719-203-6424, 719-203-6424, and they will sit and visit and talk you through this stuff and get some things going and running in the background and being taken care of while you are out taking care of the holiday business that everybody deals with this time of year. So don't think that this has to be something added to your plate. It's why Antonio and his group are together doing what they do. They take this and they take care of this and you for you while you're out doing other stuff. 719-203-6424. Now, you know, again, talking about affordability, Antonio, you have a story about somebody who thought they couldn't afford insurance, and you see this a lot. This is Paul we're talking about. Tell the story about Paul.
Yeah, I found out actually after sitting down and meeting with him, he had actually met with and was working with another agent that I had actually helped train that is no longer with my company. And he was working with her, and then she left, and yeah, he might have got lost. But then also things changed for the ACA happened and everything else. And so basically he was out without insurance last year because he just didn't think he could afford it. You know, he has a successful business and he does okay. But his premiums are going to be like $1,300 a month for him and his four kids. Him and his wife and his two kids. And so we were looking at that and we're going, okay, so what else can we do here? And so we found that, well, if we went off of his adjusted gross income and not the gross of the business, then he could probably do a little better. And then we also looked at, you know, well, what can we do? Where is his salary going to be if we control that as well? And he's not taking a lot of, you know, I'm not an accountant.
Right.
I understand a few of these things. And I do work with a great accountant. We'll probably bring her in one day.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, if you don't take those distributions like draws, and that turns into more taxable income, and you have a steady income and it's below the threshold, you can save thousands of dollars. And in his case, living on a little less,
mm-hmm.
he saved like, what was it? It was about $20,000 for the year.
He saved $20,000 for the year?
Yeah, by basically living on a little less. So cutting his income a little bit.
Uh-huh.
Having his salary or his, you know, his income, his personal income.
Right.
Being at a certain level.
Mm-hmm.
And then we went in and we saved him. His premiums were about $400, about $600. The major medical and doing supplemental plans along with it because he was going to have those large max out of pockets.
Yeah, yeah.
Since he was going to have like an $8,000 max out of pocket. And he had two boys, so you know how they are.
Yes. Yes, so, inherently reckless.
Yes. So by doing that, you know, about $600 a month instead of $1,600 a month, it worked out pretty good.
Business owners, individuals, people coming off of group insurance, over 65, under 65. The solution here, the action item to take away from whether you can afford this or not, or if you have questions about it, is give Antonio a call at Health Markets at 719-203-6424, 719-203-6424. You can call today. If Antonio does not pick up right away, leave him a voicemail and he'll get right back in touch with you. Antonio, let's take a quick break here. You're listening to Antonio Briseño, the agent here on KRDO News Radio, 105.5 FM, 1240 AM, 92.5 FM. Listen live at online at KRDO.com. Get us on demand at KRDO.com. Click the radio tab and select podcast. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Bill Engvall, and I'm here with Mike Stahl from Health Markets, a national organization helping folks find the right Medicare coverage. Mike, the news reports keep saying that the rates might actually be going down.
The cost of many Medicare plans are decreasing this year. So you have to ask yourself, are you getting the best rate? Health Markets offers a free service with access to thousands of Medicare plans, plans that can eliminate your out-of-pocket costs, plans with $0 premium, and even plans that pay you back.
All right, Mike, with the enrollment deadline for Medicare coming soon, what should people keep in mind?
With so many new options, it can be confusing. You can get objective help to find a plan that may cost less and cover more, with lower copays, more choices like dental, vision, and prescription drug coverage, and the freedom to see the doctors you choose. Don't miss out on savings you deserve. Our Health Markets Medicare assistance is free.
Thanks, Mike. Hey, folks, your Medicare is just too important to put off. So call Health Markets today and find out how much you could be saving.
Welcome back. I'm Ted Robertson, co-hosting for Mr. Antonio Black Friday, the agent. Guy who gets things done. In this segment, we're still on affordability, but now we're going to talk about the how you know you can afford and the what it is, as we had teased about. So, Antonio, you wanted to give a very quick shout out to somebody in your world who helps your business a lot. And these are folks that you know where.
Oh, so I go to pretty religiously, it feels like. To the Sam's Club on Vanatucci.
Yeah.
So we're there a lot. It's not far from the house. It's not far from the office either. And so we buy a lot of our office stuff there. But, you know, I went there also for Black Friday. Mm-hmm. Those people there, you know, a lot of them, since I do go a lot, they do
recognize
me. You're
like the norm from Cheers of the Sam's Club. They know you when you go in there.
I don't know if I've gotten to that point, but maybe close.
But yeah, a shout out to all of them down at Sam's Club on Vanatucci. Thank you for helping Antonio and his business, because that's folks like you are what allow make it possible for Antonio to take care of the people that he deals with and not have to charge them. Antonio, you're being smart about this. You're keeping your overhead low, which is what we love. And that, again, speaks to it feeds through to affordability. So the big question in this segment, Antonio, is how do you know if I am a prospective client of yours, how do I know I can afford what you have to offer?
How do you know you're going to be able to afford it? Well, you're not going to know unless you ask somebody, because you're going to get a lot of outside information that might say you can't, or you might look at your own situation going, well, how can I? And so it's really talking to someone, talking to me or talking to another professional that actually knows the numbers. And that's the main way you're going to know. You just got to ask.
That it's that simple. And the number to call is 719-203-6424. 719-203-6424. You can call right now if you want to. Antonio does keep Saturday hours. If he doesn't pick up right away, leave a voicemail and you will hear from him not too terribly long from now. So, okay, we don't know what we don't know. And if we don't ask, we won't know. So answering the question, how do I know I can afford this stuff, is making a simple phone call. And there's a real critical point that we're going to come to. We're going to talk about a guy named Donald, and Donald has a really compelling background story. So, Antonio, what happens, for example, if a prospective client calls you and you have to give them bad news? Really, you can't afford this. Is there help for that?
You know, it's really relative, because what we run into a lot More than often is the point that it's not that they can't afford it, it's that they really don't want to spend the money. And I can understand that. But most of the cases, I have clients that when they're having a really high premium, it's mainly because they just have too many other things they bought. They have too many other bills.
So you can sit down and evaluate that, and you can clean house.
Well,
not only in the insurance side of things, but do you ever find yourself in a position where you're coaching these folks through how to better manage the financial side of their world?
We can, but we try not to do that. And a lot of times I can't say that they really want me to.
Sure. Yeah.
Because I'm a little more conservative.
Right.
And so, you know, I would probably be, if we did, I would be the one that told them, okay, stop going to Starbucks five times a week.
Uh-huh.
You know, and, you know,
So sometimes it takes a little give on my part as a client of yours to get to a point where I can actually afford the things that the law requires me to have.
Well, yeah, because, I mean, it's all based on your income. I mean, if you're making, you know, you're an individual and you're making $50,000 a year, but unfortunately you're only netting $35,000 because of the taxes. But, you know, you're living and you want to do some things with your money and you're spending most of it, it's going to be tough.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So sometimes you might be tempted, Antonio, I quite imagine, what really, because the helpful heart that you have and the nature, that nature of yours to want to help, you're kind of picking your situations. If you think somebody is open to having that discussion, you may share some information with them. If you think they're not, then you understand and respect that too. This is about, Antonio, respecting people's sensibilities. And you don't judge anybody.
No.
Every person leads their own lifestyle.
No, I mean, we want to help people however we can. And if we can show you a way to kind of adjust things so it makes it easier, you might like that, you might not. And we're not going to offer anything that you don't want.
Of course.
But we always want people to know that they can afford it. You know, and that's a tricky thing because it's like you might not think you can. We're going to try and find every way that we can kind of make that a little more affordable. And if there's any little things that we can do, any adjustments we can do, different ways to help you think about it,
mm-hmm.
and different perceptions, that's what we're going to do.
So this is not sexy sometimes. It's not fun. This is a have to have, not a want to have. And again, not judging anybody's sensibilities here. We all work hard and we all want to play a little bit. Sometimes we got to buckle down and we got to do some things that make it possible for us to take better care of ourselves and our families in the insurance space for sure. And that might mean compromising on Starbucks or something different. But the answer is, Antonio, if you think you can't, or if you are convinced that you can't, or if somebody gives you bad news and tells you you can't afford this, there is still some help for you. No case is a hopeless case.
We find very few of those. I mean, I'm not going to say there's never one.
Mm-hmm.
There are some situations, unfortunately, we have to deal with that are very difficult. And then we are looking for outside help. But in most cases, we're going to be able to help you. We're going to be able to give you some guidance to figure out what will work best. And, you know, the biggest thing that I have to say, it's going to be perception, because the insurance world is crazy. And if you don't have the right perception of how everything works, you might, by looking at it one way, thinking you can't afford it because of you think that it's not going to give you any coverage at all. And in some cases, it does feel like that. It feels like you're paying for nothing. We're going to help you see that. We're going to help you show you all the different avenues and show you what we can do. Because a lot of times with our clients, we're not just doing one plan. We're going to try and find like a major medical plan. And then we, 98% of the time, if not 100% of the time, we are going to supplement that plan with some additional plans that kind of help cover some of the costs that you know you're going to have. You just don't know what to do.
And that leads us to Donald. Donald is a great example, a great story. Donald, you could say, is typical of many clients that you see who made a decision before he even got to see you. But you found each other, and what he had decided by the time you got in touch with each other was that he couldn't afford this stuff. But guess what? When he sat with you and when he talked with you, he found out something completely opposite.
Yeah, so with Donald, it was very interesting because he had multiple people, and I think we had briefly talked about this in another segment, and he basically had been told a couple times that he wasn't going to get any subsidies. Didn't make sense. So when after I reviewed everything and looked at everything and looked at his income, it's like, there's no way. You're definitely getting subsidies and you're not paying the full price. I mean, he actually had a low income. And so he was basically right above Medicaid.
Mm-hmm.
And so it wasn't really making sense how people were figuring this out. And so we got him a great plan, and we got him some additional plans to help him with some additional things like dental, vision. And I always like to look at major issues too. I like to look at things like cancer, or heart attack, or stroke, mm-hmm. because even though your health insurance is going to cover the basics, maybe you want to do something different. Maybe you want to do more holistic stuff or spend a little money on healthier food or something. Health insurance ain't going to pay for that.
Right.
And so, you know, that's another segment we can get into that's dear to my heart. But, you know, that's what we do. We try and find a package to really help our clients, to help them in more of a holistic way. And that's what we're able to do for Donald is, one, show him the truth that definitely he was eligible for subsidies, and we're able to give him a much better package than he ever thought he would ever get.
Antonio, I see a show coming up in the very near future that deals with actual plans, that deals with the elements of these plans. And we can kind of break it down that way, which is another way to approach looking at whether you can or can't afford this. So the moral for the story about Donald and all the other Donalds out there, you might even be one of them, is don't decide on your own to do nothing, because you have decided, based on what you don't know really, that you can't afford insurance. We all have to have it. And Antonio exists to make sure that you can get covered as you are required to be. So again, don't decide that you can't get coverage because you can't afford it. That's probably not true. And so call Antonio, 719-203-6424. 203-6424. You can call him today. He keeps Saturday hours. If he doesn't answer the phone for you right away, leave a voicemail and he'll get back right back to you. So Antonio, the call to action today, the solution here is come see Antonio. Come see the agent. Get the agent in your world. Get him in your life. Pick his brain. Get all the knowledge from Antonio that you can get. And it is very likely you will become partners in your insurance for as long as Antonio is in the business and as long as you need insurance.
Yeah, no, come see us. Come see the poinsettias.
the dollar poinsettias from Black Friday at Home Depot.
Yeah, well, actually, we didn't mention Lowe's actually had them for 50 cents.
Oh, goodness.
But I did not see that ad. And so I went there just to verify because I did buy a dishwasher. From Home Depot, giving them the props there.
Yep.
But yeah, we have the poinsettias, and then we actually finally got popcorn for our Medicare clients that have to watch one of the
videos. Sure.
So we got popcorn now.
Even better. So in other words, the office is decorated for the holidays. The colors are bright and cheery. Everybody in the office is bright and cheery. Antonio, where exactly is your office located?
So our office is actually right by the World Arena, Tinseltown, the mm-hmm. Target, and the Centura Urgent Care,
right,
which is there on Venetucci and Lake. So our address is 1255 Lake Plaza Drive. We're in Suite 250. So we're not hard to find at all. And if you have any trouble at all, just give our office a call and one of the girls will help you.
Okay, super fast, Antonio. Next week, we're going to talk about 7 days. You've got 7 days. So that's what's coming up next week.
You've been listening to Antonio Briseño, the agent. If you don't got a guy who gets it done, you got one now. The agent has everything you need to know and the place you need to go to get health and life insurance. Saturday mornings, 11:30, only on KRDO News Radio.